Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, shares key takeaways from the recent House Agriculture Committee's Livestock and Foreign Agriculture Subcommittee hearing. The hearing focused on a 2022 review of the Farm Bill International Trade and Food Assistance Programs. During the session, Farm Bill trade promotion programs, such as the Department of Agriculture's Market Access Program, known as MAP, and the Foreign Market Development Program, also referred to as FMD, were discussed. These programs help U.S. producers establish commercial relationships and facilitate agricultural trade.
That hearing really focused on two key areas. One was food aid or food assistance, which obviously is taking on increased importance now because of what we see happening in Ukraine and food supply concerns across many parts of the world. So that was a big focus. More specifically for the cotton industry, our ability to export cotton and cotton products around the world, the hearing also looked at trade promotion and market development programs within the Farm Bill that are part of that trade title. And specifically here, we're talking about the Market Access Program and the Foreign Market Development Program. Both of those are USDA programs that are set up as a cost share structure so that individual industry groups put up some funding that is then matched by USDA funds to help open export markets, grow those markets, and develop them and increase market share for U.S. agricultural commodities. Cotton Council International, our industry's export promotion arm, has been partnering with USDA for decades and receiving funding from both of these critical trade promotion programs. And for many years now, CCI has been one of the largest recipients of those funds. And I think that's a testament to the great work that CCI does and also highlights how important the export markets are for the U.S. cotton industry and the need to further grow and expand those export market opportunities. I think the hearing helped to highlight the importance of those programs, how successful they have been, but also noting that there is increased demand for the funds from those specific programs. And as Congress begins working on the next Farm Bill, that's one area where hopefully they will take a serious look at how they could increase funding within the MAP and FMD programs so that industries like ours and others can continue to get the cost share dollars we need to be as aggressive as possible in expanding our export markets.